I'm Casey Cruz with your Michigan headline news. A small cut in the state's income tax rate is now headed to the full House of Representatives. A committee passed the cut yesterday, dropping the income tax rate from 4.35% to 4.25%. House Democrats say it's not enough, with Democratic leader Rick Hamill of Lansing saying it comes out to about a nickel per day. Governor Rick Snyder set to deliver a keynote address this morning at the Detroit Regional Chamber's 2012 Mackinac Policy Conference. IndyCar NASCAR team owner Roger Penske spoke yesterday on Mackinac Island. In his speech, Penske called on the city of Detroit to privatize its transportation and lighting systems. He also says the city needs to find ways to keep young residents living in Motown and bring more in. Well, a new poll shows incumbent U.S. Senator Debbie Stabenow's lead over one of her Republican challengers is getting larger. The Democrat leads former Congressman Pete Hoekstra 53-37%, a 2% increase from February. Public policy polling also found Stabenow leads Republican Clark Durant by a bigger margin, 53-31%. State's junior senator has solid support among Democrats and roughly half of the independents surveyed. Well, U.S. Senate candidate Pete Hoekstra is making waves once again, calling for a national office to verify all presidential candidates are indeed natural-born citizens. Hoekstra made the remark in response to a question about President Obama's citizenship and says the person responsible for tracking it down should be the CIA or the FBI. The birther movement sprang up several years ago in opposition to President Obama. People argued he was not born in Hawaii. Sheriff Joe Arpaio of Arizona says the birth certificate as well as the Selective Service card are obvious forgeries. Well, the Michigan Democratic Party is challenging the party switch of State Representative Roy Schmidt of Grand Rapids in court. Schmidt filed to run for re-election as a Republican, waiting until the filing deadline to leave the Democratic Party. Democratic Party Chairman Mark Brewer is alleging in a complaint that House Speaker Jase Bulger, Schmidt, and several staff members used taxpayer dollars to coordinate the party switch. I'm Casey Cruz with your Michigan Headline News.